Like quick, I wasn't a quick one. But I was the only one. And that preacher, Navajo, full-blooded Navajo, I'm sure he thought, what a bummer night, one white girl. This is really pitiful. And I was there and I'm sobbing. I'm just, you know, I was a ballerina. I hadn't really killed anyone. I'm a ballerina. I know that moment. I am a wretched sinner. I didn't even know. I am a wretched sinner and I need to be saved. They said saved. I knew I needed that. So I lifted my hands up. I started screaming. The pastor's wife shushed me. Shh. I'm like, no, I'm a sinner. She tried to shush me, but I was convicted. I knew I needed to be saved. The next night, they took me. They said some lady who was playing the piano, she was also pale. I hadn't noticed her. She's playing over there. She said, you need the Holy Ghost. I'm like, what? Holy Ghost. I'm like, I remember praying that. You know, they told you they had to say certain things, which may give away a little of my background, but Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I remember hearing that. I'm like, I wonder what Holy Ghost is. That sounds a little weird. But she said, you need Holy Ghost. I'm like, uh-oh. So I said, well, I'm gonna go to the movies. She said, no, you're not. The next night, no, you're not. You're going to get the Holy Ghost. I said, okay. Because somebody, whoa, that's a good sign. I like that. Shaka Baba. Holy. So I next night, she picks me up in a rusty old car and locks me in. I'm like, ooh. She locked me in there, yeah. She locked me in there. She drives and drives and drives off the reservation. Drives and drives. I'm 16. I'm not initiated. I mean, she drives me and I get to this, like a double wide trailer. It didn't look like this. She says, okay, come on in here. And I see these people. And I'm not initiated at all. I have on tight brown jeans and a short shirt. Nobody told me what, you know, I'm 16, I'm a surfer. I don't know what you're supposed to wear. So I walk in there and everyone was like, oh. I'm like, these all the ladies had on long skirts and a lot of hair. And they were like, holy boom, and their hair was like boom, boom. I'm like, whoa, that's wild. They were, and then they back up, holy, and I'm like, whoa, this is so wild. And the preacher, he has a tambourine, and he's jumping over chairs. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's happy. Two pianos. There's like 30 people in the double wide. Two pianos in there. And he's jumping over the seats with his tambourine, and he's looking at me. You need the Holy Ghost. I was the first new person, been in there in a whole lot of years. And somehow they could tell. They could tell. Prophetic people. Look at you need the Holy Ghost. I'm thinking, okay. And I said, he's preached this whole message at me. He was excited. There was a young new person. So he said, come on down here. And the whole church is like, look at her in the brown trousers. Boom. So down I went on my knees. Everything turned pitch black. All 30 or so people put their hands on my head all at once. All at once, as many as they could get near me. And they're all like, shagaraba, kataraba, shataraba. And I mean, bam, I went down, bam, and then I start rolling. As a holy roller, day two of my initiation. Day two, rolling. I mean, I start speaking in other tongues. I'm rolling up and down. And then they say to me, "You must be baptized." Well, I knew that when I was a baby, I was baptized. So I now have the holy fear of my mother. The holy fear of my mother that if she finds out that I was baptized, it's not going to go well for me. But these people were very strong with their opinion. And they had a baptismal bathtub that had been waiting for a long time for somebody to get in it. So they rolled it out. And they put a white dress on me. They had that prepared. They filled up the tub with a hose. Yeah. And then they baptized me. And they left me under for a while. And they to take my mascara off. I get up. The joy of the Lord hit me. The joy of the Lord hit me. I could not speak English for days. I was like, shakalala labakai. I didn't know how snockered I was. I'm walking like this. I'm like absolutely, positively filled with Holy Spirit. I get to the reservation. And they're like, "What happened?" I'm like, shakalabakatoto. Yeah. This is what happened. And they're like, "Go to your room." This happened. That was my initiation. I fell in love with Jesus, baptized in the Holy Ghost, serving and loving the Lord. Had Chinese lunch with my husband and got married. Went to the mission field. Yeah. I started preaching when I was 16. Why? Because I was caught up in a vision. They taught me how to fast and they taught me how to pray. They taught me how to fast and they taught me how to pray. And I don't care about all the rules that they gave me. Didn't matter a thing. I needed them at that time because God wanted me to die to self. I laid my toe shoes down. Later he gave them back. God knows what he's doing. Don't worry about the stuff that you... Anyway, we don't have time. I laid everything down. 5 days I was fasting. On the fifth day, I'm in that little Pentecostal church, Pentecostal Holiness Church. I'm on my knees. My hands are lifted up. Suddenly, I cannot hear the preacher. I cannot hear the tambourine banging. I cannot hear the piano on my left, the piano on my right. I cannot hear as the Lord himself overshadowed me. I was caught up in his glory, a white, white light. And I heard the audible voice of God. I've only heard the external audible voice of God one time. And I will never ever forget it. It was at May 1976. He said, "You're called to be a minister and a missionary, to go to Africa, Asia, and England. You're called to be married to me." He kissed my left hand. Oil ran down my arm. I didn't move. They said I was there for hours. I didn't move. When the glory lifted, I fell out in the spirit laughing and laughing and laughing. Why was I laughing? I was undone and shocked and amazed that God could use someone like me. That God could call a little teenage girl. That God could seal me like that. And the pastor was at the back. Everyone had left hours ago. He was at the back. His name was Brother Roark. And Brother Roark was waiting for me, and I'm walking out. I'm laughing, and I'm undone, and I'm sobbing and laughing. I looked schizophrenic, but somehow they understood. And he said, "You've had an experience with God. You've had a visitation." I believe that there are some in this room tonight that God wants to mark again, seal again. He wants to do it. He's God. He's God. He's God. He can use anybody yielded in his hands. Before the end, I would like to ask you to stand, please. I'm sensing to share the rest of the story of how what happened last night. I ended up getting to sleep after 3 a.m., so I prayed for the flight to be delayed so I could sleep. And the Lord, literally, when I got to the room at something like 3 a.m., I looked at my phone, and it was a message saying the flight was delayed. Was that just nice? And I knew I was going to get here, because this is meant to be. So I just thought that was kind of the Lord, because I was undone by this encounter last night. This encounter last night where I shared with this man how for 7 days and seven nights I was under the power of Holy Spirit and could not walk and could not talk. It had to be carried around 7 days and seven nights. And the Lord asked me some questions. And I said, yes. The price is everything. Everything. But what do you want? Do you want the pearl? Do you want the pearl? Do you want the pearl? You could see those videos, and most of you don't know me. You don't know Al-Shabaab right now, ISIS, Mozambique, Al-Shabaab, the way they kill people, including many of our pastors, hundreds of people, thousands of people in our congregations, in our churches have had to flee, have had to flee. They have lost all their possessions. They've lost their homes. They've lost their family members. They've lost their churches, their buildings, everything. And they say to me, they can kill us. They can kill our children. They can burn down our churches. They can burn down our homes. But they will never, ever, ever burn Jesus out of our hearts. That's my watch now. Hey, and somehow God asked me to come here because he wants you to be fearless lovers. No matter what you face, he wants you to be prepared to smash off that snake's head and soar up higher. Shakaraba. And he wants to mark you and he wants to seal you. I want to ask the worship team to please come. Not because I'm religious. It's not because I just want some kind of thing that you did yesterday. I believe that God wants to mark people and seal people. What if there was one person? Just what if there was one yielded lover that got so yielded to God that an entire nation was changed? It won't happen just with you. You can do nothing without Jesus, nothing without the body of Christ. But what would it be if there was even one who said, I don't care what it costs, I don't care what it takes. Lord, I want to soar with you. Connect me to you, Jesus. Fill me, Jesus, with your glory. Mark me, Lord. Mark me, Lord. I feel like some of you right now, shete robos say, just lift your hands, close your eyes. Shoko robo kotore taya. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit. Shena na 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 masheya. Shena na na masheya. Some of you, shena na naya, are feeling just the presence of God. Oh, in your heart, on your life, and you're saying, God, oh 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 God, seal me, Lord. Seal me, Lord. Seal me, Lord. Seal me, God. I want to be so sealed. Seal me, Lord. Hold me, Lord. Seal me, God. Shena raba kotoroboshe. Seal me, Lord. Seal me, Lord. I want to be absolutely sealed. Shena nanamasia. Paul prayed. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the Father show of glory. Would impart to you the Father of glory. Would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation, to know Him through your deepening intimacy with Him. More, Lord. More, Lord. Deepening intimacy with you. Lord, would you call radical lovers to lay down tonight, to come into a face-to-face, not just an encounter. Not just an encounter, but a face-to-face lifestyle. A face-to-face living as eagles that move and soar in the spirit realm, connected, fully connected to you, Jesus. Show Rabba Seta Rabba. When I went to that revival that time, I was exhausted, and I just loved Jesus. I would never not love Him. He's my all in all, but I hated missions. I was done with missions. I wanted nothing more to do with missions. I had 360 children, one person on my staff, and my husband. We were exhausted trying to do the works of the Lord. We were so exhausted that we were ready. I was longing to die. I wanted to die. In fact, when they would threaten me, I was like, please, please, please get me out of my misery. Even though I loved Jesus with all my heart, I didn't understand. I didn't understand the spirit of adoption. I didn't understand what it was to be fully empowered. To be fully empowered, to be yielded, to have a sword through my heart. A sword of love that pierced my heart like waves and waves and waves and waves and waves and waves of glory. Here He comes. Say na 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 naya. Oh, if you're, I feel led to just keep my eyes closed for a moment, to see if you're on the altar. Lift your hands on your knees, or however you can, or prostrate yourself. I don't know how, but I know that God Himself wants to overflow you with His love and glory. Oh, He wants to put you on a potter's wheel. Oh, there are people in this room who are ministers and prayer teams, and Holy Spirit's going to show you who to lay hands on. I'm going to ask you tonight that you don't speak to them, that you don't tell them your needs. They're going to go wherever the Lord leads them, and they're going to lay hands on people. Why? Because God actually moves in this way. But Sheko Robo Setanana Shoya. You won't even know who's praying for you, but there'll be safe people that are allowed and called to pray in this house. Sheko Robo Santa Rabashaya. Holy Spirit, I ask for more. Holy Spirit, I ask for your heavy, weighty glory. I ask for your heavy, weighty glory. Shoko Robo, just like last night, oh God. She na 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 mokotere. Like last night, God, as we began to share about the stadiums, about the multitudes that we've seen, holy, 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 face down. Oh, Rabashoto Roboshetaya. As we began to share with one another, as this man shared what God had done and started showing me even just a little of what God has done as he laid his all, everything he had, everything he would be, everything he just laid it down like that, and God empowered him. Oh, tonight there's an empowering. There's a baptism of love. Whoa! Whoa! Even though my eyes are closed, I know we need more prayer team. Even though my eyes are closed, I know we need more prayer team. This is the easiest way you're ever going to pray. You're just going to see where Holy Spirit leads you. And you just place your hand on that person, and they're going to be totally, completely undone. There are three groups of people right now. One group that needs to go and sleep. Go and kiss your children on the foreheads and tuck them in. There's one group, Shekaraba, that needs to go home and Shandaraba Saya de Niandaya and just work. Woriataya ne Shotora. Just process what God's doing in your heart, in your life, in your own home. That's one group. So if that's you and you're in that group, then while my eyes are closed and my heart is yielded, I want you to please just make your way out. It doesn't mean you're less spiritual. It doesn't mean you're less spiritual in any way. That's all the only way I know how to put it. It just means that your assignment tonight is to go home. And there's a reason that I do that. Because there are another two groups here that need the time that it takes to yield themselves fully upon the potter's wheel, to yield themselves so fully upon the potter's wheel, like Randy says, to be a coin in the pockets of God's, that he can spend any way he likes. There's a group here tonight, one by one by one by one. There are several in this place. You'll see hospitals being built for the glory of God. Shokorobo, there are architects laid upon this altar that will design incredibly beautiful, beautiful, spectacular buildings for the glory of God. There are several accountants laid down here that are going to count and count and count for the kingdom of God. For the purposes of his kingdom, you're going to count and keep track and count and keep track. Some of you on this altar, Shukorobo Se Dini Andaya, will dance, the 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 dance with the Lord, where you put your feet on his feet, in your hands, in his hands. What I see tonight is oil. It's oil, and it'll keep pouring. Shina na naya na naya na naya na naya na naya. And the prayer team tonight, they're like servants with oil. Shekarama na naya noya. And they're going to lay hands on you. Why? Shina naya, because the Lord's calling them to serve. Because when another agrees with what God's doing in you, though it's a mystery, the presence and power of the Lord increases. And the longer that you yield there, shorabaseya, the glory will increase. There's no manipulation in my words. Some of you need this to happen in your own home. There was a time years and years ago where a preacher said the Lord was releasing a gift for opening the ears of the deaf. And I remember going forward, he laid hands on me and I fell out and I felt nothing, absolutely nothing, absolutely nothing. I knew I hit the floor, but I felt nothing. I didn't feel pain from hitting the floor. I just felt nothing. And then I felt the Lord speak to my heart, and he said, "How much do you want what I'm doing tonight? How much do you want it, Heidi?" In Africa and Mozambique, everyone calls me Mama Ida, but the Lord calls me Heidi. The Lord calls me Heidi. He said, "Heidi, what do you want?" I said, "I want that, Lord." That's what God was giving out that night. He was giving that gift out that night, and I wanted it. Shorabasaya. The Lord's giving that gift tonight again. Shorabasaya. The ears that were deaf would hear. Shoroboseya. I see some people here. Stadiums being filled. And you'll say, "Well, Lord, that gift is no higher, no mightier, nor powerful more than another, but there's some here yielded before the Lord that he's asking to speak in stadium, shotorobo, where as the glory comes in, the glory falls, and they fall before the Lord, tens of thousands of people. They fall face down. The glory of the Lord, Shedaraba Kotore, will fall in those stadiums, in those meetings, and they'll fall face down, empowered for the harvest. The Lord's looking for lovers tonight. He's looking for lovers who will lay down everything at his feet. Just like that little boy that gave the lunch to Jesus. The strange thing is, some people think if they lay everything down, they'll leave with nothing. They don't understand what the seal of adoption does. They don't understand. That little boy gave Jesus his lunch. Koratataranaya. Oh, I'm sure there were many. Please just keep your eyes closed if you're receiving, please. It's very, very important to me. Please get low, Shetataya. I don't need to find catchers right now. Although I love that Shotorobo, I need to be led of the Holy Spirit. Where he leads me, I will follow. Shona nena masoya, shana namashoya, shana masaya. Shorabasheya, more Lord. More, Lord. the fire of the gospel. That day as the power of God fell on me, as I yielded myself before the Lord, the weighty glory got heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier upon me until the end of the night. I heard a vacuum. I heard a vacuum, and it was cleaning. A vacuum cleaner was around, surrounding me. They were cleaning the floor with the vacuum, and I was still there pressing in. Four people took me out of that meeting. They took me in the back of a car, and they took me up the stairs to where I was staying. I didn't even know where I was staying. When I got there, I just was crying out to God. I was so heavy yielded under the power of God. I woke up early in the morning before the sun came up. I was crying out. I was crying out for greater anointing. I was crying out for the deaf to hear and the blind to see, for the crippled to walk, for the poor to be fed as God had promised me. I was crying out. I was crying out. The power of God hit me in that little room. The power of God hit me in that little room, and I shook so powerfully under the power of God that I did not know if I would live. As the glory and power of God hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me, I heard a knock on the door. I heard a knock on the door. I didn't know what was happening. They opened the door, and they said, "There are three prophets downstairs, and they came here. They started driving last night from another state. Two together, one separately. Holy is the Lamb." They started driving at the very moment when I was crying out, "Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I must have more. I must have more. I must have more. I must have more. Oh God, don't leave me like this. Don't leave me like this, God. Oh God, oh God, oh God." I had been so empowered by the Lord, and yet I knew there was more. I knew there was another outpouring. I knew there was another move. I knew a Kairos moment was there for me. Shorabashetorobo. And they came. Shataraba. And she's gonna take her little shoes off, please, and she could go flat. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Shokoraba shotorobo. Shataraba shotorobo. Shataraba shotorobo. Press in. This is a pressing in. Two groups. One. Wait, three groups. There's still another group that you need to go and come back in the morning. Shataraba. Not less spiritual. It's just what you're meant to do tonight. I'm meant to do this right now. Because there are going to be people marked. And a kiandai, marked, 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 marked. I don't know where Hannah is, if she can pray, if you could pray, Hannah and Sister Lynn, if you could pray over wherever the Lord leads you, shoto roboseya, and just whatever He leads you, just put your hand on Him, shorabasaya, more, 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 shoto roboshe, wherever your prayer team is, more, 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 sharaba, 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 those prophets were there. They were directed by the Lord to come driving all night long. They came. I remember they had coffee cups in their hands. They had stopped at a coffee shop. They'd driven all night. I went downstairs, and they said, "What you have contended for, the Lord is giving you. The Lord sent us to tell you that what you contended for, the Lord is giving you. He's given it to 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 you." I went home to northern Mozambique after that experience. And the Lord released a sign gift over us. And if the person was Makondi or Makua, and they were deaf. It didn't matter who prayed for them. If they were Makonde or Makua, and they were deaf in any village, we would holy call them, and their ears would open. And that sign gift, God graced us with for years. And I believe, yes, I believe he knew that Al-Shabaab would come and do what they're doing. But millions and millions of people are lovers of Jesus. Because he opened the ears of village after village after village after village after village. Fire of God. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. What I'm sensing right now, and I'm glad you're here, Shotorobo, because you understand. Thank you, Mel. Shiraba, we're going, whatever God puts on your heart to sing, in the glory, in the power, in the presence, you're going to sing. Shotorobo kaya, whatever the Lord puts on you, because we can do nothing without Jesus, nothing without the body of Christ. And as they hear from Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit's going to crash in all the more on those of you who are being touched by him tonight. If you're in your seat and you can't get here, then find a low place. And God's going to just pour out over you more, 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 more. The Lord's sealing people with a holy seal, like an engagement ring given to a bride. Who in this place? Who in this place will say, oh, I don't care what it costs. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what it costs. I don't care what it takes. Mark me, Lord. Seal me, Lord. Here I am. Put me on the wheel, great potter. Great potter. Hole, le, 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 shataraba. Take anything out of me that doesn't bring you pleasure, God. Take it out. Take it out. Take it out. Take it out. Take anything out of me that doesn't bring you pleasure, God. Put me on the wheel. 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 You're the potter. Oh, you're the potter. You're the potter. You're the potter. You're the potter. I'm the pot. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Just lay hands on her. God's all over her. God's all over her. She la 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 ba she.